Vesta and Arnold.
By David Bedford.
Read by Mr. Rook.
Santa Fix Bay J42.
Sylvester was a big, tough croc. So was Arnold. Sylvester wore tough croc shorts, a tough croc vest, and tough croc boots. When he went out to play, he put on an ugly, tough croc face. So did Arnold. Sylvester spent all day making sure everyone knew how tough he was. He snapped branches with his jaws and chased small animals for fun. So did Arnold.
Oh no, it's Arnold! Run away!
The swamp was big and wide, and Sylvester and Arnold had never met until one day they bumped into each other. Sylvester bared his teeth. So did Arnold. Sylvester made his eyes look bulgy. So did Arnold. Sylvester grabbed Arnold with his favourite two-claw grip.
Come here!
He got ready to throw Arnold over his shoulder.
Get off me!
Arnold grabbed Sylvester with his favourite two-claw grip. He got ready to knock Sylvester sideways with a swipe of his tail. But suddenly, they heard a loud hiss. It was an enormous croc. She had the ugliest tough croc face. The bulgiest tough croc eyes Sylvester and Arnold had ever seen.
I'm called Betty,
she roared.
Betty the Bad. I'm moving into this swamp. And I'm so big and tough, no one can stop me.
Betty grabbed Sylvester and Arnold in a gigantic two-claw grip.
Come here, you two.
Then... Sylvester and Arnold landed in the deepest, slimiest, boggiest hole in the swamp. They watched Betty the Bad snapping whole trees, chasing away the other animals and messing up their toys.
This is my swamp now,
she bellowed. Sylvester and Arnold didn't feel like big, tough crocs anymore.
I'm going to find a new swamp to live in,
said Sylvester.
So am I,
said Arnold. Sylvester and Arnold didn't dare move until it was dark.
I'm scared of Betty will find us,
said Sylvester.
So am I,
said Arnold. Sylvester held Arnold with his favourite two-claw grip to help him feel safer. Arnold held Sylvester with his favourite two-claw grip to help him feel braver. Then they set off to find new swamps. Betty watched something creeping from the slimiest, boggiest hole in the swamp.
Whatever that is, I'm gonna scare it away,
she said. But when she tiptoed closer, she saw two shaking heads with rattling teeth, four staring eyes, eight gripping claws, and two hard, knobbly tails. It was the scariest thing Betty had ever seen. Betty cried. She ran one way, then the other, then around in circles, and fell straight into the deepest, slimiest, boggiest hole in the swamp. Betty didn't look like a big, tough croc anymore. Sylvester looked at Arnold. Arnold looked at Sylvester. Then they reached out with their two claw grips and helped Betty climb out of the boggy hole. After that, Sylvester was still a big, tough croc. He wore tough croc shorts and a tough croc vest and tough croc boots. But when he went out to play, he always had a happy, friendly croc face. So did his new best friends, Betty and Arnold.